We are looking in Revelation.
我们现在在研读启示录。
And I am focusing specifically on the names or the images of Christ in Revelation.
我是特别的专注在主耶稣的名字跟他所展现的这个形象上。
It seems to me that that is the center of the book.
我觉得那个是这本书信的主题。
He is writing to tell us, I am revealing Jesus to you.
他写信给收信的这个会众说，我向你们显示就是主耶稣是谁。
And so then all the way through we get these images of Jesus.
所以呢，整本书上我们都能看到主耶稣不同的形象。
For visual people, this is wonderful.
对于那种就是对视觉，靠视觉来学习的人，他这种是很棒的。
For those of us who tend to read books, it's not so great.
但是对于就是阅读来学习的人呢，这个好像就不是太好。
Because at least for some of us, we don't have a great visual picture. Instead, we think more in terms of statements.
因为有些人呢，就是我们喜欢看这个写下来的这种陈述，而不是说能在头脑中能够想象。
So as we are looking at these, you have to take off your scientist academic analysis hat.
所以呢，在你读启示录的时候，你得放下你那种科学性的、学术性的、喜欢分析的那种模式。
In other words, you have to not say, well, wait a minute, he can't have a sword coming out of his mouth, it would cut his lip.
就是我的意思就是说，你不能说，哎，等一下，怎么可能嘴巴里出来一把两刃的剑呢？那这个剑会把他的舌头给砍到。
And yes, I've had students who are that literal in reading this, and they say, wait a minute, Dr. McAway, that won't work.
我真的有学生就是这么字面意思的逐字逐句的读，说，哦，说老师啊，这行不通的。
Instead, you must have pictures of this.
所以你必须得在脑中能看到这幅图像。
One of the best students I ever had in a class on Revelation.
我教启示录时候有个最好的学生就是。
Was a student who loved art.
那是一个很喜欢艺术的学生。
I was teaching and he was sitting there and he's just drawing pictures.
然后呢，我在教的时候呢，他就坐在那画画。
And I got frustrated because this is a college class and he's going to have a test.
然后我看着呢就有点着急，因为这是那个大学的课程，最后他要考试的。
And one day I stopped him after class.
然后有一次下完课后我就叫住他。
I said, the whole time I'm teaching, you just draw pictures.
我说我在教课的时候你就在那一直画画。
What are you going to do on the exam?
那你考试时候怎么办呢？
You need to listen.
你需要去听课。
He said, I'm listening.
他说我在听啊。
And he showed me his picture. It showed everything.
然后他就让我看他画的，然后他把我讲的这些都给画下来了。
He loved Revelation because it was full of pictures.
他很喜欢启示录，因为里面有很多不同的图像。
So today we are looking at two chapters, Revelation 2 and 3, and we are looking at pictures.
所以今天我们来看启示录第二、第三章，我们所看的都是图像、图画。
This is the message to the seven churches.
这是写给七个教会的信息。
Now I told you earlier, some people have said these are different periods of history.
我刚开始有讲过说有人认为这个是教会的七个历史不同的时期。
But I think it is a message to these churches.
但是我觉得同也是给这七个教会的信息。
I meant to add a map to the PowerPoint.
我本来是要在这个幻灯片上加一张地图的。
And you would see on that map that if a messenger took a boat from Patmos to the mainland,
如果你在那张图片上，你就能看到，如果这个信使呢，他乘船从这个拔摩海岛到这个大陆上。
The order of the churches in Revelation would have been a big circle that he would have gone around.
然后呢，就按着这个启示录上这七个教会的这个顺序呢，他大概就走一个整个走个这样一个圆圈似的。
He would have gone to each of the churches. He would have stayed on a Sunday and he would have read the letter to them.
然后呢，他就去每个教会，在主日的那天向他们宣读这封书信。
And then he would have gone to the next church to read the letter.
他又去下一个教会宣读这个书信。
I'm going to take these seven churches in a different order than the geographic map.
然后呢，我是按照跟就是不是按照这个地理顺序来这个来讲这七个教会，我今天要按不同的顺序来讲。
And I'm going to group them this way.
我把他们分类是照着这样的方式。
Three of the churches are commended for their strengths, and they are reprimanded for their weakness.
那有三个教会呢，他们因为他们的这个他们的优点，就是他们所做的对的被夸奖，但是也因为他也被责备，因为他们的软弱。
Two of the churches only are addressed their strengths.
然后呢，有两个教会呢，只有夸奖。只强调了他们所做的他们的力量。
And two are full of weakness.
有两个的完全就是被责备。
Now, generally, when we would talk about these churches, I would focus on how does this fit our church?
然后通常我讲这些教会的时候呢，我的以前的这个重点都是说，这跟我们的教会有什么相关，如何相关联的。
But for today, what I want to focus on is what does Jesus look like in his message to the church?
然后呢，今天我想强调的是，在主耶稣对这些教会的信息中，那主耶稣他的形象是什么？
And what does it say to us?
那对我们的今天的应用是什么？对我们说了什么？
Let me say to us as a church that when we look at the messages to the problems in the churches,
作为教会，当我们看到问题的时候，
they really come down to two qualities that mark a biblical church.
其实是，就是作为一个符合圣经的教会的两点，一般就是这两个标志，有问题了。
We could sum up these seven churches this way.
我们可以把这七个教会总结为这样一句话。
A biblical church is number one, faithful to the word of God.
一个遵守符合圣经的教会，第一点，它是忠于神的话。
And number two, a biblical church is a community that is recognized by its love.
这是一个因为他的爱而被 以爱而著称的一个社群。
Those two things are what John is looking for in these churches.
这就是 John looking for or Jesus looking for?
Both, both.
Okay, 这就是在约翰写这封书信的时候，他所看重的，他所寻找的两个特质。
Yeah, you could say it either way because it is Jesus speaking.
我就问到麦牧师刚才说，这是约翰所寻找的还是主耶稣所寻找的？他说两个都是。
It is John who is writing the message.
是约翰在写这个信息。
And the reason I say John is that when you go to John's three letters,
我之所以说也是约翰也在寻找这些品质，是因为你去约翰一书、二书、三书的时候，
those are the two qualities that he writes about for a church.
那是他，就是强调的教会的两个特质。
You must be true. You must be faithful to the word of God.
你必须要是真实的，你必须要对神的话与忠心，忠于神的话。
Don't let anyone lead you away from truth.
不要让任何人让你偏离神的话。
And secondly, you must love one another.
第二点，你必要彼此相爱。
In John's epistles, those are the marks of a biblical true church.
所以在约翰书信里边，这就是一个符合圣经的一个标志，这两个特点。
And in Revelation, those are the marks of a true church.
在启示录里边，这也是真正的教会的标志。
So, yes, this comes from Jesus.
所以呢，这些信呢，这些话都来自于主耶稣。
But I kind of think John was saying, I told them that, I told them that.
但是我心里想的就是说，约翰可能也说，我告诉他们这样，我也给他们说过这样的话。
So let's look at these churches and especially how Jesus is seen in them.
然后呢，我们来看这些教会，就是在他们里边，他们是就是主耶稣是什么形象？
The first one is Ephesus.
第一个教会是以弗所教会。
Revelation 2.
启示录第二章。
Revelation was one of the key cities in the Roman world.
在罗马的帝国里边，那以弗所是一个很中心、很关键的城市。
It was, I believe, the fourth largest city in the Roman Empire.
是罗马帝国里第四大城市。
And by the way, just because I think we sometimes don't understand very well what that world was like.
有的时候我们不太了解当时的这个罗马帝国是怎么样的。
It was the fourth largest city in the empire.
这是这个罗马帝国第四大城市。
And it had 250,000 people,
有25万人。
which would just be a small town in China now.
现在来讲，在中国就是个小城镇。
There were not huge cities in the ancient world.
在古时候呢，没有这种很大型的城市。
It was most famous for a temple to the goddess Artemis.
他就是给那个，就是那个戴安娜，那个叫迪米娜，那个有个神庙，以那个著称。
A huge temple. In fact, the temple was four times the size of the Parthenon in Athens.
它是那个叫万神殿，那个很出名的那个神殿的四倍大，
Made entirely of marble.
完全是大理石做的。
The church was very faithful to the word of God.
这个教会很忠于神的话语。
But it was weak in that second criteria of love for one another.
但是在第二个标准，就是彼此相爱这个标准上，他们就比较缺乏了。
This is the first church that receives a message from Jesus.
这是第一个收到主耶稣信息的教会。
And I want you to see how he is portrayed.
你看到他是怎么来描述的？主耶稣是
He
在这个教会里什么形象？
is the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand.
他是那右手拿着七星。
He walks among the lampstands.
在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
Now, if we go back, we will see in chapter 1 that the seven stars are the ones who are over the churches.
然后，如果我们回到第一章，我们知道这个七星就是这个七个教会的，好像他们的守护者一样。
The lampstands are the churches.
这个就是七个教会的使者，那七灯台就是七个教会。
And so Jesus is saying to them, I am the one who watches over you.
所以主耶稣告诉他们，我就是那位观看你的、查看你的。
This, it seems to me, has two ideas. Both of them are important for us.
他的意思就是说，这个他说，就是在你们中间的那位，他有两个意思，对我们都很重要。
The first is the idea, I am the one who watches over you, I care for you, I protect you.
第一个就是一个看护的意思，就是我照看你，我保护你。
Look at what Jesus commends them for.
你看主耶稣所称赞夸奖他们的是什么？
You have stayed true to the truth, you have tested those who were false apostles.
就是你对我的话语忠心，你也看出来那些称为假使徒的。
You have stood up, you have endured for my sake.
为了我的缘故，你也能忍耐，你也坚守。
You have been faithful.
你对我忠心。
It is hard for us to understand how difficult that was.
对我们现在的人 来讲，我们可能很难理解，要能做到这样有多么艰难。
I imagine that all of you work with coworkers who do not believe the Bible.
You mean we know someone who do not believe the Bible?
Right, right. Not at the church, but in your work.
Okay, 我就是我相信大家，你在你的工作场所，你肯定有不相信圣经的这个同事。
You can get along with them perfectly fine.
你可以跟他们相处得很好。
They are probably going to say, you have your religion and I have my religion.
他们可能会说，你信你的，我信我的。
Doesn't matter.
没关系。
But in their world, it was much different.
但是在他们的世界，可是跟我们现在不同。
Religion was not part of life.
这个宗教不是你生活中的一部分。
Religion wrapped up everything.
这个宗教呢，就包括你生活的方方面面。
In fact, later we'll see in some of these churches, one of the big difficulties was you could not even do your business if you did not worship the idols in the town.
就是后边的篇章里边我们就能看到，如果你不去拜偶像，你甚至就是没有办法工作，没有办法做生意。
And so it cost them a great deal to be faithful to truth.
所以呢，你要是对真理忠心的话，那对你要付的代价是很大的。
Jesus says, I commend you, you have been faithful.
所以主耶稣说，我称赞你们，你们是很忠心。
And he says, I want you to know that I walk among you. I walk among the seven lampstands.
他说，我想让你们知道，我真的就是在，我是在七个金灯台中间行走。
I see your faithfulness.
真的是我看到了你的忠心。
And I am caring for you.
我真的也是在照料你们，在照看顾你们。
That's the plus.
那个是一个他们的可赞之处，是他们的可称赞的地方。
But he says, I walk among you.
但是主耶稣说我在你们中间行走。
And that also carries a warning.
这里边也带着这个警戒的意思。
You know, if you are a parent, you will understand this.
如果是你是父母，你就能了解这一点。
Your children might be young and they're in another room playing.
然后孩子们，你如果你的孩子还小，他们在另外一个房间玩耍的话。
And you come to the doorway.
你就走到走廊。
And they look up.
然后他们就抬头看看你。
And if they have been doing something good, they say, Mommy, Daddy, come look at what I did. Look at what I made. Look at what I drew.
如果他们要是在做了一些好的正确的事情，他们就说，哎，爸爸妈妈，你们来看我做了什么，你看我做成了什么。
If they've been doing something they shouldn't, they want you to go away.
如果他们在做 不应该做的事情，他们就希望你走开。
Jesus says to them, I am walking among you, I am watching you.
主耶稣说，我在你们中间行走，我在看着你们。
And I am proud of how you have stood up for truth.
你们能够这样子坚守真理，我真的是很引以为荣。
But then,
但是呢，后边。
While I am watching over you, I see you have left your first love.
我在我看你看着你们，虽然我在看顾你们的时候，我就看到你们是离弃了起初的爱。
Walking among them includes care, but it also includes authority.
在他们中间行走，一方面是他是在表示他在看顾我们，另外一方面也代表着权柄。
And I see that you have left the love that you used to have.
我看到你们就是已经从原来你们所有的那种起初的爱里边走开了。
Now there's two ways to read that verse.
读这一句呢有两个不同的方式。
We often read it that they have left their love, their first love for Jesus.
我们通常读的就是他们离开了他们对主耶稣的这种起初的爱。
And I have heard many sermons, in fact, I have preached on this and said we must go back to our love for Christ.
然后我听到很多讲到，甚至我自己也这样讲，就是我们要回到对主耶稣的爱上。
And I think that is part of it.
我觉得那个是其中的一部分。
But more and more as I have studied this verse, I think he is saying something else as well.
然后呢，我越去学习这句话，越去思想，我就觉得他也在说一些别的事情。他其实
And here is the part that I think very much speaks to us today.
我觉得这个意思也是今天对我们今天的人所讲的。
They have left their love for one another.
他们也离弃了就是彼此相爱的心。
I think they still must love God. They are still being faithful to him.
我相信他们仍然爱神，仍然对神忠心。
But our love for God must also include love for one another.
但是我们对神的爱一定也包括对彼此的爱。
From the early days of the church, we know from the book of Ephesians that loving one another was a challenge for this church.
从教会初期开始，我们从以弗所书里边看到，就是彼此相爱对这个教会一直是一个挑战。
There was conflict between the Jewish and Gentile Christians in that church.
在教会里边呢，有这个犹太的基督徒跟外邦的基督徒之间的矛盾。
And it seems to me that 30, 40 years later, when John writes this letter, the church has gone even further apart.
然后呢，对我来看呢，就是又过了三四十年，然后到了约翰给他们写这封书信的时候，这个鸿沟就越来越大。
And here is what happens, and this is the practical lesson that I want you to see for us today.
然后呢，这个是我希望大家今天所学到的实际的功课。
When we are strong in truth,
当我们在真理上很牢固、很坚固的时候，
there is a temptation to be weak in love.
那个试探呢，就是在这个爱上呢，就比较软弱，就比较缺乏。
Now, we'll see in other churches the opposite is also true.
但是我们可以看到，在别的教会呢，正好是调过来了，反过来了。
Other churches in this group of seven loved each other, but they ignored false teaching.
在有这七个教会里，有的教会的就是说，他们彼此相爱，但是他们却忽略了神的真理。
And so it was in the book of Ephesians that Paul said you must speak the truth in love.
所以就在以弗所书里边，保罗说你们要在爱心里说诚实话。
Here's what happens.
这到会发生什么呢？
It happened in their church.
发生在他们的教会里边，那时候的教会。
It is happening right now in the American church.
也正在发生在美国的教会里。
I have heard it in churches in China.
我也听到说在中国的教会里也有这种情况。
And I have not seen it at Palm Beach, but it is a constant danger.
我还好没有在我们教会里看到这个，但是这是一个总会在那儿的一个危险。
And this is the danger.
但是呢，总在那儿的一个危险就是对于我们来讲。
When we value truth, when we fight for truth.
当我们很看重真理，我们为真理而战的时候。
We can become very good at fighting.
我们可能就很擅长于这个征战。
And soon we are fighting over smaller and smaller and smaller issues.
然后很快的呢，我们就会为那个越来越越小、越来越小、越来越小的这个议题来征战。
I would not tell this in an American English-speaking church because the guilty party might hear it.
然后呢？我不会说在这个讲英文的这个美国教会里这样讲，因为大家可能会觉得有点那个罪疚愧疚感。
But I can tell you.
但是我可以告诉你们。
A few weeks ago, I was asked to write articles for a church, a Christian website.
然后几个星期以前呢，有一个基督徒的网站呢，请我就是写一篇文章。
They asked me to write about worship, and I'm very interested in worship, and so I thought, yes, I would like to do this.
然后他们请我写一篇关于敬拜的文章，那我正好是对敬拜也很有兴趣，我就答应了。
But before I said yes, I wanted to read and see what kind of articles do they have.
然后呢，在我写之前呢，我就想说我要看看他们网站上都是有什么样的文章。
And so for about3 weeks, I've been reading their articles.
所以呢，大概我花了三个星期的时间在读他们的文章。
And I began to notice.
我就注意到。
Everything is attacking not unbelievers, but attacking other Christians who disagree on some little issue.
所以我就发现他们很多的这些文章呢，都是在攻击，不是在攻击这个不信主的人，而是在攻击别的基督徒，是跟他们有些这种小小的这种不同之处。
Last night, I went back and I read their newest article.
然后昨天晚上呢，我就去读他们最新的一篇文章。
And it was a very angry article.
那是一个充满怒气的文章。
About whether we should have our eyes open or closed when we pray.
是关于我们祷告的时候到底应该是闭着眼睛呢还是睁开眼睛。
And I said, no, I cannot write for you. I'm sorry.
然后呢我就给他们说对不起我没有办法给你们写这篇文章。
But do you understand what happens?
你了解到底发生了什么吗？
And here's what is said. I went back through hundreds of articles.
然后呢，我回去看他们大概几百篇的文章。
They started with articles defending the truth.
他们刚开始的文章呢，真的是在这个捍卫真理。
They were excellent.
那个文章真的都很棒，很杰出。
But then they needed more to say, so they narrow.
但是接着他们就有更多的要说了，所以他们那个视野呢就越来越小，越来越窄，越来越小。
Until now they can fight about if you have your eyes open or closed.
到现在他们所讨论、所征战的就是你祷告的时候是不是睁开眼睛还是闭上眼睛。
Now that is a silly example.
那是一个好像挺可笑的例子。
But I didn't make it up. It really happened.
但是这个可不是我编的，的确是这样。
And I want to say to them this. They are good people. They are good Christians.
他们是很好的基督徒，我想对他们说。
I want to say to them, read Revelation 2.
然后我说，去读启示录第二章。
You have become very good at testing those who teach false teaching.
你们很擅长试验那些称为那些假的教训、假教师。
But you have abandoned your love for one another.
但是你们却离弃了对彼此相爱的心。
And here's what I want you to see for those of us in the local church.
我想对我们在地方教会的人，我希望大家看到的是。
Because I have to admit that for me, it is easier to focus on truth than on love.
然后对我个人来讲，我更容易就是专注在真理上，而不是那种爱上。
For me, if I find out your church is teaching false doctrine, I will say, that is wrong and you must repent.
然后对我来讲，如果我发现你的教会呢，讲的是假的教义，那我就说那是错的，你必须要悔改。
But here is the very important lesson that I need from Ephesians, or Ephesus.
但是对我自己来讲，以佛所教会里学到的重要的功课就是，
If I see false doctrine, I am quick to say you must repent.
如果我看到这个假的教义，我会很快的就能说，你们需要悔改。
If I see brothers and sisters who do not love one another,
但是我如果看到弟兄姐妹不能彼此相爱，
I am tempted to say, oh, that's too bad, they ought to do better.
我就会说，哦，他们太糟糕了，他们应该更好一些。
But that is not what Jesus says to the Christians in Ephesus.
但是那个却不是主耶稣对以弗所教会的基督徒所讲的话。
Listen to what he says and listen seriously.
请你仔细的、严肃的来听主耶稣怎么说的。
He says, you are good at fighting for truth.
说你们很擅长于也很好的就是去捍卫真理。
And they say, oh, good, 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 amen, we are wonderful.
然后他们说太好了，阿门，阿门，我们真的是很这方面，我们很棒。
And then he says, but I have something against you.
但是主耶稣说，有一件事情我要责备你们。
You don't love each other like you used to.
你没有再像你从前那样子彼此相爱。
And if I were sitting there, I would say, well, yes, but we still have the truth.
但是我坐在那儿，我就说啊，是啊，但是我们还是坚守真理啊。
But Jesus says,
但是耶稣说
repent,
悔改。
That's what I say to people who have the false doctrine.
那是我会对那些教那个假教师教导假的错误的东西的人所说的。
He says it to those Christians who do not love one another.
但是主耶稣对那些不彼此相爱的基督徒说，
Repent and go back to loving one another.
要悔改，再回去彼此相爱。
And listen to how serious this is.
你来听这个有多么的严肃，多么的严重。
If you refuse to repent, you will face me as your judge.
如果你拒绝悔改的话，你就会面临审判。
I will remove you from your lampstand.
我就把你的灯台从原处挪去。
That means they will no longer be treated as God's people.
那就意味着他们不会再像神的百姓那样被对待。
When Israel apostatized and left the truth, God judged them and rejected them.
然后当以色列就是背道离弃神的时候，神就审判了他们，离弃了他们。
And John writes, If you do not love one another, Jesus will do the same to you today.
约翰说，如果你们不彼此相爱，主耶稣也会对你带同样的对待你们。
That is an incredible warning to us.
那是对我们今天的人来讲，那是一个令人震惊的、难以置信的一个警告。
As I look at churches today,
我看今天的教会，
both of these are dangers.
这种两种都很危险。
I see some churches who are abandoning truth and going off into terrible false teaching.
然后有些教会就是离弃了真理，然后教导那种很，就是非常糟糕的这种虚假的教训。
I see other churches that have every detail of their doctrine right.
然后我有的教会呢，他们每一个教义呢，每一个细节都是正确的。
But they do not have a Christ-like love for those who disagree with them.
但是他们却对那些跟他们意见不同的人，没有那种像基督一样的爱。
And Jesus says, I will remove you from your place.
然后主耶稣说，我会把你从原处挪去。
Now let me say some good news here.
让我给大家说一个好消息。
We actually know the next part of this story.
我们知道这个后边的故事。
Because in the second century, there was an early bishop by the name of Ignatius.
我们知道，在公元二世纪的时候，有一个主教，有一个叫做伊格纳丢。
And about 20 to 25 years after John wrote this warning,
在启示录之后，约翰写的启示录之后的20到25年期间
Ignatius wrote them a letter.
伊格纳修就给他们写了一封信。
And he commended them as a church that was both teaching truth and a church that loved one another.
然后呢，他就称赞他们，是为什么称赞他们呢？是两点，一个是坚守真理，另外一个是彼此相爱。
We must care for biblical truth.
我们必须要在意这个圣经的，符合圣经的真理。
And we must also care for one another.
我们也要彼此相顾。
Let me go to the second church that has both strengths and weaknesses.
第二个既有这个长处，又有软弱的，又有缺点的教会。
The church at Pergamum.
就是在别加摩教会。
They are the opposite of the church at Ephesus.
他跟以弗所教会正好是反过来。
They are very good at loving one another.
他们彼此相爱很好，他们很擅长彼此相爱。
They aren't divided.
他们 they aren't divided, right?
They are undivided, yes.
他们没有分裂。
But they are not faithful to God's word.
然而他们却没有忠于神的话语。
They have begun to listen to false teaching.
他们就开始听从这个假教导、假教训。
This city was a city that when Rome was under attack by other people, this city was very faithful to Rome.
然后这个城市呢，就是当罗马他们被攻击的时候呢，被外族攻击的时候，他们就是非常效忠于罗马。
And so it had a very high standing with the Roman government.
所以他们在罗马政府里边，他们的位，这个城市的位置是很高的。
It had three temples to Caesar in the city.
他们在这个城市里有献给凯撒的三座庙。
And so to have any kind of success in the city, you had to be part of those temple worship.
所以呢，你想要成为这个城，在这个城市生活下去，能够做任何的事情，你必须要在这个三座这个献给凯撒的庙里边，你要是成为其中的一部分。
Again, they did not divide religious life from the rest of life.
所以呢，你知道在那个时候的时期，你不可能说把宗教跟你别的那个生活的别的部分分开。
If you did not make sacrifices at the temple to the Roman Caesar, you could not have anything to do with politics.
如果你不到这个庙里边去向凯撒献祭的话，那你在政治上是不能有任何作为的。
Even more difficult,
更困难的是
every kind of business was part of what was called a trade guild.
就是你不管做什么生意，它都是一种好像一种贸易，它是属于一个联盟似的。
If you were a baker, you were part of a group of other bakers.
如果你是一个面包师烘焙的，那你也是这个烘焙协会的，就是这个群体里边的一员。
If you were a builder, you were part of a trade guild of builders, carpenters.
如果你是建筑商，那你也是这种搞建筑、搞装修这所有的一切人，这群组织里边的一员。
And here was the difficulty.
这个难处在于。
The business of those trade guilds was done at banquets.
然后他们就是之间的这个生意呢，他们这个生意的合同，这种来往呢，都是在一个宴席上发生的。
And the banquets were always held in the temples.
然后这些宴会呢，这些宴席呢，都是在这个庙里边，就是这些拜偶像的地方举行的。
They began with sacrifices to the gods.
他们这个宴席开始之前都要先向这些假神献祭。
And so there was a group in Pergamum, the Nicolaitans.
所以呢，在这个别加摩就有一党人，就是尼格拉党人。
Who said, it's okay.
就说，没关系。
Worship God.
我们敬拜神。
But you can also be a part of your business.
但是你也可以成为你那个生意的那个群体的一员。
You can make the sacrifices.
你也可以去献祭。
You can be part of the immoral worship of the false gods.
你也可以成为这种就是这种放荡的这种献祭的一部分，仪式的一部分。
Just love one another.
就彼此相爱就好了。
Jesus says, no.
耶稣说不是这样的。
I am the one who has the sharp, two-edged sword.
那个有两刃利剑的说。
The sword, this kind of sword, the two-edged sword was a symbol of Roman authority.
这个两刃的剑其实是罗马权柄的一个象征。
In fact, one of the terms for Roman government was the law of the sword.
其实对罗马政府的这个法律的另外一个名称就是这个两刃剑之法律，律法。
And so these Christians have decided we have to do these things because Rome tells us to.
那基督徒就已经说我们必须得这样做呀，因为政府告诉我们要这样做。
And Jesus says, no, I'm the one who carries the sword.
然后主耶稣说不是的，我是那位有两
刃剑的。 I am the one who has ultimate power.
我是那位最终有权柄的，最终有权能的。
And so you must not compromise truth.
所以你不能在真理上妥协。
Now this church is an interesting combination.
然后这个教会呢是一个有趣的一个结合。
Because even though they lived in this place that had temples to the Caesar.
虽然他们所住的城市有献给凯撒的这种庙。
Revelation calls it the place where Satan's throne is.
但是启示录却把它称为是有撒旦座位之处。
There were some who were very faithful.
有这个教会里边有些很忠心的人。
There was a man by the name of Antipas.
有一个人是叫安提帕。
Who had died as a martyr for the truth.
他是为了真理而殉道的。
So there were those who were faithful.
所以在这个教会里有一些忠心的人。
But there were others who tolerated false teaching.
但是也有一些就是容忍了这个假的教训。
And this is a difficult challenge for the church.
对教会来讲，他们所面临的是一个很艰难的挑战。
The reason I took the order that I took for these churches is I want to put these two side by side.
我之所以把这个教会按照就是分成这三类，我是想就是有个对比。
Because I want you to see that there are two dangers for the church.
因为我想让大家看到，对教会来讲面临两个危险。
Ephesus shows us that we can hold to the truth and lose our love for one another.
以弗所教会向我们显示，我们可以持守真理，但是却失去了彼此相爱的心。
Pergamum shows us.
别加摩教会向我们显示
love one another and lose our faithfulness to truth.
我们可以就是彼此相爱。却失去了对神话语的持守。
You see, in every generation, it is costly to be a Christian.
在每一个世代，要成为基督真正的基督徒，都是要付代价的。
Right now, it seems to me, in many churches, we have a group of Nicolaitans.
对我来讲。在现在这个时期，在每个教会都有一群尼格拉党人。
They say something like this.
他们会说这样的话。
Yes, the Bible teaches very clearly on many moral issues.
圣经上是对这些很多道德上的这些话题呢，是有很清楚的教导。
But in our world, those issues are no longer popular.
但是现在在我们的世界里，这些话题都这样的想法不受欢迎。
And it's going to be very difficult to succeed in politics or even in business.
所以不管你是在政治还是在你做生意上，如果你这样的话，你很难就是很难成功。
And so we need to just love one another and ignore these teachings.
所以我们就需要彼此相爱，就是别去管这些教导了。
I have watched this happen in many, many issues.
我就看了在很多很多的这些事情上、议题上、问题上，就发生了这样的情况。
I have watched it happen in social issues.
我也看到在这个社会的议题上，就是发生这样的事。
Abortion or homosexuality.
堕胎、同性恋。
I have watched it happen in big doctrinal issues.
我也看到在这个大的教义上的这种也发生了这样的事情。
The atonement.
比如说主耶稣的救赎、代赎。
The inerrancy of scripture.
就是圣经的无误性。
And the problem is this.
这个问题在于。
In our attempts to have unity, we can give up truth.
就是为了要有这种合一呢，为了要有这种连团结，他们就舍弃了，放弃，牺牲了真理。
And so if you're following in your Bible, go down to verse 16.
所以呢，如果你在看圣经，请你看第十六节。
Jesus says to them, repent.The same messages he gave to Ephesus.
主耶稣就说你们要悔改，也是同样的对以弗所教会的信息。
And if you don't, look at what happens.
他说如果不悔改，你看后边发生什么。
I will come and wage war against these false teachers.
如果你们不悔改，那我就会到那里去攻击，去攻击那些假教师。
Remember, I am the one who has the sharp, two-edged sword.
你们要记住，我是有那个两刃利剑的那位。
And I'm going to use that sword against who? Members of the church.
我会用这个利剑去攻击这个教会里的这个成员。
What a frightening message.
这是一个多么令人吓人的信息。
That Jesus standing with the sword would use it against us.
主耶稣站在那儿，他手里有利剑，会来攻击我们。
We must love one another. That's the message to the church at Ephesus.
我们必须要彼此相爱，这是给以弗所教会的信息。
But we must also be faithful to truth.
但是我们也必须要忠于真理。
The third church that I want to look at today, I'm going to spend just a few minutes on.
我第三个要看的教会就是。
This church is similar to the church at Pergamum.
这个教会跟别加摩教会有点相似。
The same issues.
同样的问题。
They are tolerating false doctrine.
他们在容忍这个虚假的教训。
They have allowed a false teacher to gain influence in the church.
他们就允许这样一个假教师在教会里获得这个影响力。
And so look at who Jesus tells them he is.
在这里你看主耶稣是怎么描述自己的。
I am the Son of God.
他说我是神之子。
This was another city that had great emphasis on worshiping Caesar.
然后呢这个推拉这个城市也是很强调对凯撒的敬拜。
Caesar was called a son of the gods.
然后呢凯撒被称为众神的儿子。神的儿子。
Jesus says, no, I am the son of God.
主耶稣说我才是那位神之子。
Eyes like a flame of fire.
眼目如火焰。
Feet like burnished bronze.
脚像光明的铜。
And both of these images come from the book of Daniel.
这两个形象都来自于但以理书。
And they focus on his role as a judge.
这是集中在他作为审判官的这个角色上。
Again, the message and the reason I'm not spending a lot of time here is the message is very similar to the message to the church at Pergamum.
所以他的这个所给的信息呢跟别加摩教会也很相似。
Truth is important.
真理是很重要的。
And in an age when we are told that as long as we love one another, it doesn't matter what we teach.
然后在现在的社会呢就是流行的观念就是只要我们彼此相爱我们教导什么其实是不重要的在这样一个时代。
Jesus says to these churches, it matters very much what you teach.
主耶稣对这些教会说你所教导的是非常重要的。
And so this morning I wrap up with this.
所以今天早晨我结束要这样子说。
If we're going to be a biblical church,
如果我们要成为一个符合圣经的教会,
we will love one another.
我们要彼此相爱。
That was the weakness in Ephesus.
那个是以弗所教会的不足之处,软弱。
And I remind you that Jesus was just as strong. You must repent over a lack of love.As he was over a lack of truth.
我们可以看到就是我也在提醒就是主耶稣面对他们说没有彼此相爱他所给的这个责备跟他责备那个就是偏离真理就是不讲真理的责备是一样的强壮一样的激烈。
Don't think we can get by with a lack of love as long as we keep the true teaching.
不要以为说只要我们坚守真理那我们不彼此相爱也可以就这样在神面前过去。
To be God's church, we must have love.
成为神的教会我们必须要有爱。
And number two, we must be committed to truth.
第二点，我们必须要忠于真理。
We can't say, well, we love one another, and so we're going to ignore false teaching.
我们不能说，哦，我们彼此相爱呀，所以我们就忽略了这个假的教训。
We must speak the truth in love.
我们必须要在爱心里说诚实话。
And so I want to wrap up by asking you to do this.
所以呢，结束的时候，我想让大家就是请大家这样做。
Both as a church, but also as individuals.
一方面是作为教会，一方面是作为个人。
Which of these are we stronger?
这两方面，你在哪一方面比较强？
Truth or love?
是真理呢，还是爱？
Where are we weaker?
我们在哪一方面是比较弱？
Truth or love?
是真理呢，还是爱？
All of us will be tempted to one or the other.
我们所有的人都会在这方面，就是或者是这方面强，或者是那方面强。
And then we will say, ah, that's the important one.
我们就会，接着我们就会说，那个就是重要的。
Yes, I don't really love my Christian brothers, but I am strong for truth.
是啊，可能我没有那么爱我的那个弟兄，但是我在真理上很刚强。
Or we will be tempted to say,
或者我们会说
oh, I think what is most important is that we love one another.
最重要的就是我们彼此相爱。
And so I am willing to sacrifice a little bit of truth because of my love for one another.
因为我跟彼此的爱呢，那我愿意来牺牲一点这个真理。
And so I would ask you this week to look at where is your weakness?
所以今天呢，我就想你这个星期来想一想你的那个软弱，你在哪里？
And then to do what Jesus told those churches to do.
然后就去行主耶稣对那些教会的吩咐。
To repent of any failure in either of them.
就是你不管在哪一方面你是跌倒的，你是不足的，你都要悔改。
That means if you have tempted to say, well,Let everyone believe what they want to. We're all one happy family.
如果你的这个倾向就是说，想信什么就信什么吧，反正我们是幸福的一家人，大家彼此相爱。
You may have to say, God, I'm sorry.
你必须可能要说，神啊，对不起。
I have not held the truth.
我没有持守真理。
Please forgive me.
请你原谅我。
And give me a commitment to truth.
让我对真理忠心。
Or,
或者
if you've been someone who says, ah, I teach everything exactly according to scripture.
就是我是完全按照圣经的真理来教导的。
And if you disagree with me on anything, I want nothing to do with you.
如果你在任何事情上跟我有不同，那我就跟你就没什么关系了。
Then you may have to have a time of repentance.
你可能也需要，你也需要一个悔改的时间。
God, I'm sorry, I have not loved your brothers and sisters as you love them.
神啊，我没有像你那样去爱我的弟兄姐妹。
Help me to love them.
帮助我能去爱他们。
Even the ones.That I disagree with.
即使是那些我意见不同的。
And as we balance truth and love,
当我们平衡真理跟爱的时候，
we are able to be the church God calls us to be.
我们就能够成为神所呼召我们要成为的教会。
All right, I will see you in 2 weeks and we will finish out the 7 churches.
我们在两个星期见，那时候我们把这七个教会都讲完。
Let's finish with prayer.
让我们以祷告来结束。
God, I pray that as a church, we will be the church you call us to be.
主啊，我真的是求你帮助我们能够成为你所呼召我们成为的教会。
Please don't ever allow PBCCC to abandon truth.
求你真的是不要，不管，不要让我们教会真的是离弃真理。
But God also help us that we would never lose our love for one another.
也帮助我们永远不要失去对彼此的爱。
Make us the church you have called us to be.
让我们成为你所呼召我们成为的教会。
And as individual believers, help us to be committed to truth and committed to loving one another.
作为个人，帮助我们真的是一方面是坚守真理，另外一方面也是能够彼此相爱，去爱弟兄姐妹。
I pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.